Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines. Of course, you want to keep going the college football route. We welcome those calls. But anything on your mind, fair game. Red Wings played last night. Big Elmer. Big Elmer scored a goal.
And it got sounds.
And suddenly the Tigers can't lose. All they had to do was hire a director of baseball operations.
That's right.
That's all it takes to turn around an organization.
6-1. They won in dramatic fashion last night.
Is that a coincidence? I guess we'll debate that a little bit later on. By the way, we have fun with Vegas odds later, too.
Oh.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. And we got that Twitter question out there. Do you approve of Dan Campbell, the job he has done as head coach of the Detroit Lions? Seemed like a dicey time to do it, but what the hell? But it's people haven't. I think what we're seeing is all of his faith, maybe the faith in him hasn't eroded as much as Sunday's loss and the reaction to it had perhaps led us to believe.
I think
so far.
True.
But you can go vote at DunGator971 on Twitter. Let's get back to your open line calls. Antoine is in Detroit, and he is next. Hello, Antoine.
What's up, fellas? What's up?
Hey, man.
Listen, it's a few things y'all done touched on since I've been on hold. However, the Dan Campbell situation is simple, man. And it's really the defense, and it's the like you said, the lack of the Jimmys and the Joes as opposed to the X's and O's. And we know this. Jared Goff is playing himself into a situation where if you can use this draft capital to not draft a quarterback, which I will say, C.J. Stroud. Well, he reminds me a little bit of Dwayne Haskins, God rest his soul. What Ohio State quarterback has come out of this Ryan Day era and has lit the world on fire in the league? Well, I watched Justin Fields throw for 70 yards a couple weeks ago. So I'm conflicted with the quarterback situation, and it's a blessing that we don't have to realize how good our offense is playing. We have to realize Jameson Williams hasn't been able to get on the football field. We have to realize that we all need to sit down when we say our prayers at night and pray for DeAndre Swift to play, because when he does, our offense is as explosive as any team in the league, and that is with Jared Goff at the helm. Like, we really need to sit down and think about what we have offensively, not a deficiency. DJ Shark with Williams, with Amara St. Brown, with TJ Hockenson. Your weapons are legit. If we don't have to use the draft capital on a quarterback in the draft with what this regime has shown us the ability to draft, and we put that on the defense with – look at what Akuma's been doing. Like, are we all seeing this? He's locking down the best receivers in the National Football League, and that's not an over-exaggeration. This is real. This is legit. We have pieces. If we can continue to stack those pieces on pieces with a deteriorating Green Bay Packer team, with Minnesota, who Kirk Cousins doesn't wow you, he doesn't do anything great, and with the way that the Bears look, we are on track to be the best team in the division for years. If we don't have to use the draft capital on a quarterback. And that's just a fact, man.
I love it. Way to go, Antoine.
Antoine.
My man.
Antoine A. Smith.
Better.
Outstanding.
Better.
I got to tell you, this might be my favorite call. You, my favorite call of the month, Antoine.
My God. I feel accomplished.
Just,
my God.
I don't want you to be a stranger.
Please don't.
Yes.
Love it, Antoine.
No, I won't be. I get a little busy, man, but I'm passionate about the Lions, and I never loved the Lions, but my youngest son was crying at Buffalo Wild Wings on Sunday.
Oh.
Crying. We were geeked. We were excited. We were eating wings. I was trying new wings I've never tried. I was having an excellent day. It was having an excellent day. And then they made my son cry. All right?
Tough deal.
And the thing about it is I can remember myself 25, 30 years ago crying too. But you know what? At least I had Barry Sanders. At least I had, you know, Herman Moore and Brett Ehrman and Johnny Morton and that offense. At least I had some things that got me excited. And that's what I try to tell him. Just look for the exciting things. And Amara St. Brown is an exciting thing.
Yeah.
And what Okoda's doing is exciting. And when DeAndre Swift hits the hole and the offensive line repeatedly open holes, it's exciting.
All right, we got to cut you off, or it's going to be Antoine and Anderson if I'm not careful. But thank you. Thanks for the call.
Man. You're having a good day, bro.
Take care.
Listen, what he said is something that I've always said. What if? Yeah. What if
you have
Jared Goff pans out? You got two picks in the upcoming draft that you can use to take and fill two holes on your roster. And we talk about the lack of Jimmy and Joe's on defense. Go get them.
Yeah.
You know, but of course, Goff has to keep playing at a high level. And he's got so much more to give. I feel like he's still, you know, feeling his way out through this offense and learning to trust some players. And then halfway through the season, he'll get the biggest weapon he's ever had to work with, hopefully. And we'll see how that goes. But something also that was said there in a long diatribe that I really enjoyed, it's also a little depressing.
Which is?
The DeAndre Swift situation is so depressing.
Yeah,
it's deflating. It's a kick in the schnutz. We don't know if he's going to miss a game, if he's going to miss five games, whatever it is. But this is the third year, and we've talked about this for 3 years. I hate this discussion.
It feels like at some point you reach a critical mass and start preparing for the next guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's yet. I don't know if it's yet. But it's something that as an organization becomes an issue that you have to decide, all right, when do we address this, that we can't count on this guy? And, I mean, injury prone, bad luck.
He gets on the field, he's dynamic.
Yeah, and oh, is he good? Man, he is really, really good. I sent you off the air yesterday. I thought he could be special, and you weren't sure, but I think he...
I don't think he's special, but I think he's very good. Put it this way, when you compare, I think he's better than the crop we've had we got excited about before. We got excited about Javon Best because of speed, right? Yeah. But he literally had like one game that was crazy that we got crazy about. You look at Kevin Jones or Kevin Smith, they were flashes in the pan as well. And neither of them had flashed anything special. They were good. Kerryon Johnson, he had a one game against Miami where he looked like this is it. This is the guy. And then he was done. And I feel like Swift has surpassed the Kerryon Johnson hype. And then Kerryon got hurt. Please don't get hurt anymore. Let this just be a maintenance type thing and be able to come back and sustain a career and be here for the next and be the lead back here for the next 3-4 years.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.